Article 3, I think, of the Constitution in respect to the supremacy of the Constitution and the sovereignty of the people. It's the people that mandates leaders to govern them. Through election, they can be voted in, and it means they have signed a social contract with the people for 5 years or 4 years, depending on the jurisdiction. In our country, it's 5 years. So it is illegal because it's not in line with the constitution of the country. Leaders don't get power through agreements. Leaders don't get power to govern by only few people, the elites, gathering in a certain room and deciding, giving for themselves 3 years, extending 3 years, you know, giving themselves free penalties, free kicks. This is not how it works. There should have been election conducted, and the power to govern should emanate from the people, but not five people deciding for themselves what favors them.
What do you hope the Supreme Court will do? I mean, what do you want the Supreme Court to do?
I think that the petitioners, I'm sure, they are seeking for the postponement to be declared unconstitutional, null and void. But for me, I don't think the petitioners, according to my analysis, they will achieve what they want. Because first of all, the judiciary of South Sudan is not independent. The judiciary of South Sudan is the walking stick of the president. So for me, that petition is dead on arrival, because even the chief justice is not an individual. This one is not an independent person in terms of his thinking and action. Because last year, if I'm not mistaken, he attended a political rally of the ruling party. So the same person attending the political rally is the same person going to decide in constitutional matters against the government. So I don't think that the judiciary will be acting independently as required by Article 124 of the Constitution. In fact, that is not a court. I can still further baptize it. It is like another political party. It's not a court. It's another political party. Poor governance. And then it would have fixed the government properly.
The petitioners say that the postponement is unconstitutional, and they are asking the government, they are demanding that the elections be held. But you understand what the government said, that it cannot hold the election because implementing the agreement has not been done completely.
It's not that there's no time to hold election. The delay not to hold election is done intentionally. Right from the beginning, we knew that they will not implement and they will never even talk of it. Since 2018, what time exactly do they want? At the first, they created for themselves a roadmap. They call it 24 months roadmap for election to be conducted. Now they have changed. Instead, they have avoided the word roadmap. They have rebaptized it 3 years. And 3 years is still the same 24 months. In fact, what they are playing is just politics. Because from 2018 up to now, what makes it difficult for them to carry out an election in the country? There's enough time.